Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Monday, the credit rating on the Greek government's debt, already at junk bond levels, was cut three levels to the second lowest possible rating by Moody's Investment Service. In doing so, Moody's stated that the latest Greek rescue plan will cause substantial losses for investors and amount to a default. The emergency meeting last Thursday of the heads of state of the 17 European nations that officially use the euro issued a statement promising to stand together in solidarity and bail out all the troubled member government debt. The statement did nothing to change the reality of the debt problems of Greece, Italy, Ireland, Portugal, and Spain. Instead, the meeting was meant to fool the public into thinking that a genuine solution had been adopted. Obviously, Moody's didn't fall for this window dressing, and neither has the public. While this went on, matters also deteriorated in the United States. The truth of the matter is, on an accurate accrual accounting basis, the U.S. government spent more than $7 trillion for fiscal 2010, with a budget deficit for the year of at least $4.5 trillion. Please refer to the USA Today June 6 article for details. This is far larger than the official report that the cash basis fiscal 2010 budget deficit was only $1.3 trillion. The politicians in Washington are wrangling over budget cuts of $2 to $4 trillion over a 10-year period and are pretending that this will somehow prevent the financial collapse of the federal government. These proposed solutions are just a drop in the bucket. The politicians and bureaucrats are not telling Americans the truth and are getting a pass from the mainstream media about the seriousness of the problem. What are the American people facing? Here is an example. The city of Central Falls, Rhode Island, has made an offer to its police and firefighter retirees. They will either accept a 50% reduction of their pensions or risk losing close to all of their pension benefits when the city files for bankruptcy. The U.S. government is headed in the same direction. It cannot afford to make good on even 50% of its liabilities. The federal government must cut expenditures by at least 65% simply to achieve a balanced budget. With pension and welfare benefits accounting for about three-fourths of the federal budget expenditures on an accrual basis, it is obvious where a lot of cuts will have to come from. At a minimum, an immediate 50% reduction in the pension and welfare benefits would be required to achieve a balanced budget. These are conservative best scenario numbers and assume that almost 100% of all other federal expenditures, such as for defense and interest payments, are eliminated. The actual numbers may be much worse. It gives me no pleasure to point out that the U.S. government is broke. When the public learns the truth about how poor the government really is, it is possible there will be civil unrest. Just look at some of the scary statistics. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that only 58% of civilian, non-farm, working-age Americans have jobs. This is the lowest percentage in decades. More than 44 million Americans are collecting food stamps. Newsweek reported that nearly 20% of all American men from the ages of 20 and 54 do not have a job today. Also keep in mind these two historical facts. First, no government in history has ever successfully inflated its money supply, such as by quantitative easing, with the result that prosperity returned. Second, no government has ever borrowed its way out of debt and into prosperity. These are the two tactics used by politicians in Washington to pretend that they are solving financial problems that were created by past Washington politicians. These policies have not worked in the past, they are not working now, and they will not work in the future. I don't have any expectation of a political solution to all these financial crises. Instead, it will be up to each individual to protect their wealth as best they can. Owning gold and silver are excellent options toward this end. It would also make sense to stockpile non-perishable foods and other necessities. As a result of the growing fear that global finances are close to the edge of collapse, over the past week, the price of gold has reached new all-time high prices almost every day as measured in U.S. dollars. Silver has again topped $40. Right now, pretty much all forms of physical gold and silver bullion price products are readily available despite the surge in buying demand in the past week. I'm not sure how long this availability will continue. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.